98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I have a pleasure of having an author back that I've known for years and have talked with before and talked with him about his books. He's also a major speaker around the nation. He has spoken to our radio industry before and motivated us. He's got a new book. It's called Coach Wooden's Forgotten Team, and I'll let him tell you all about that. He's the VP of Orlando Magic and all the other things I shared about Mr. Pat Williams. Pat, thank you for your time. What is this book about?
Well, Melissa, I've written a number of books about John Wooden, the legendary UCLA basketball coach. And the one area that has not been explored were the summer camps that he ran for many, many years in the L.A. area, touching the lives of thousands of youngsters. So I was curious, what was John Wooden, the greatest coach in the history of sports? What was he like in the summertime?
With
these kids who, you know, were not superstars. They were just youngsters, 11, 12, 13 years old. And what we found was this. John Wooden coached and instructed them exactly as he did his great UCLA teams. He was totally involved. He made sure that everything was organized. He had meetings with his camp instructors to make sure they were doing everything the right way. And he got personally involved with many of these youngsters who are now grandfathers.
That's amazing.
And they have vivid memories of the impact that John Wooden would have had on a 12 or 13-year-old kid many decades ago. It was a beautiful story. And so much to take from the life of the great John Wooden. So much that we can learn.
So what's that lesson for a parent that you would say out of this? Of course, the book is full of stories and it's so fun and a great read. But what would you say to a parent that you've learned from John Wooden's life?
Be involved with your children. But not overly involved. Be supportive, be encouraging, but do not overwhelm your children, you know, with dreams that you might have had. And you want to live your dreams through them. That's not healthy. Let those children seek their own path. Let them find out on their own what they like to do, what they're good at, what they have a passion for. I think that's what John Wooden would tell you. He would tell you also to always, always be a lifelong learner. Paying attention. John Wooden was a great reader, so he was well-read, widely read. He was constantly learning. And Melissa, above all, he had a beautiful, beautiful, humble spirit. Here was the greatest coach in the history of sports in our country. But yet, and I was privileged to spend time with him late in his life, you would never know that he was a great sports figure. He never tried to impress you with how great he was. You know, he didn't have a, you know, a pompous attitude. He was very, very humble in his approach to life. And what a beautiful quality that is, particularly in a person who is so successful.
It is. What a great life lesson for all of us, no matter what role in life you're in. Coach Wooden's Forgotten Team is the name of the book by the one and only Pat Williams, which I have such great regard for you too, sir. I appreciate you being a father of 19, adopted parent many times over. And thank you for sharing this story with us. And we pray for blessings for you.
Thank you, Melissa. Good to talk to you.
Bless you. Again, Coach Wooden's Forgotten Team by Pat Williams. If you want to find out how to connect with that and learn those lessons, all of that is on my Conversations link right now at star883.com.